Icelandic pianist Víkingur Ólafsson with the Etude No. 9 by Philip Glass. And Ólafsson returns to the TSO June 12th through 15th to perform Brahms's Piano Concerto No. 1 in the program Jimeno Conducts the Best of Brahms. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, included on that Best of Brahms program, which also has an iteration as the relaxed performance Brahms and Beyond, TSO music director Gustavo Jimeno conducts the magnificent Symphony No. 4. Now, this is the last Masterworks concert of what has been an incredibly rich 2024-25 season at the TSO. And here to reflect on this is the man himself. Gustavo Jimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much.
We're very lucky to have you so often. The season is nearing its end. There's still one more Masterworks concert that you're going to be conducting. But before we talk about that, what have been some of the highlights with the TSO this past season?
Wow, so many. Feels very fast when you come to an end. It has been very intense. There has been a lot. Well, I often have to think of course, the last concert, the last program is always very important, but then also you think of the very first concert, the opening of the season, doing the triple concerto by Beethoven with our principals, Joe Johnson, Jonathan Crowe, and Jan Lisiewski, who was one of our spotlight artists, and also to open with pictures at an exhibition by Mussorgsky, but in a different orchestration that the audience and the orchestra was less familiar by Gorchakov. That's the first thing which comes to my mind. Of course, having Jan Lisiewski during this season in several locations has been very inspiring. Also, conduct the Beethoven cycle. But also a few months later, after the opening, I got to do Chopin Piano Concerto with him. That was a great pleasure. I love Chopin piano concertos, but especially when you do it with a pianist who plays in such a beautiful and organic way, which we can relate to and which making music together, and it's wonderful. But also we did the first symphony by Bruckner for the very first time in the history of the TSO, which was not the intention when I programmed it. We programmed it because it's a piece I do love Bruckner in general, and some other symphonies maybe objectively are even of greater quality, but this one I'm very familiar with and I like it very much. I have a weak spot for the first symphony by Bruckner, and when we programmed we realized it was the very first time we were going to perform it in our history. Of course, the recordings, one recording a season we do, are always meaningful, and in this case was Bartók to do the complete ballet of the Miraculous Mandarin. That was quite something, really demanding piece, an extraordinary playing by the TSO, concerto for orchestra by Bartók in the same program, so that will be our future release. Having back Yuja Wang, which is like family to us, it has been really a highlight. Doing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Sinfonietta by Janáček is a piece which wasn't performed in Toronto for already 24 years. Also, another Mahler we did this season, the fourth symphony by Mahler, having with our other spotlight artist, Anna Prohaska, and parts, you know, doing parts of, you know, with repertoire which is operatic, like Mozart, Temerari, Come Scoglio. We did, and also Scena di Berenice. To have those moments in which you do Mozart, Haydn, so classical repertoire with recitativos, etc. That I felt at the moment that was really bringing something to us at Roy Thompson Hall and to our series, which was also very inspiring. So many things, and actually, yeah, it goes fast, but it's very intense, and really, really has been a great joy so far.
It is a lot. And you're not done yet. You have one more program. Jimeno conducts the Best of Brahms, Johannes Brahms. I have such a soft spot in my heart for him. But I'm wondering how you would describe what is the particular quality of Brahms that keeps you coming back to him?
It's interesting to realize when you speak, no matter which orchestra in which city, musicians in orchestras love playing Brahms. There is something deep and warm about those phrases, about that soundscape, or that expressive quality of Brahms, which feels very near our hearts as human beings. It's like entering a a whole world of beauty, beauty and warmth. So for the players, it's wonderful. So for conductors, and listen, Brahms is one of those composers. It's everything he composed is just gorgeous. You can have your favorite pieces, symphonies or concertos, but everything is gorgeous. There are no flaws. You know, it just feels so warm for our hearts. And I think that's why for performers is very rewarding, but also for the listeners as well, that never gets old.
You're going to be performing the Symphony No. 4, fantastic. And pianist Víkingur Ólafsson joins you for the Piano Concerto No. 1. Now, he's been playing a lot of Bach lately, but what do you think he's going to bring to Brahms?
Well, he's a great pianist, he has a great sound, and I can imagine he's going to be really deep, insightful interpretation. But actually, I have never heard him playing a Brahms concerto, which is also why I think when I think of Víkingur Ólafsson playing Brahms, I think, yes, that's going to be great. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. But actually, I don't really know, in the sense of I have never heard him playing Brahms. But knowing him as a person, as a musician, I think he's going to be a beautiful evening of gorgeous music played in wonderful way by Víkingur Ólafsson, who is also one of our usual guests, well known to Toronto, and he has been playing also recently in Kerner Hall and back to us. The last time he played with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra was a Mozart concerto, and now it's Brahms. And years ago, he came with a new composition by Daniel Bjarnason. So it's great to be realizing that there is a history, there is a past in Toronto and the TSO, but I have a feeling of being part of building up new relationships and continuing somehow certain traditions. And that's something I'm very much enjoying these years. That line with the past and continuing that and taking that responsibility towards the future with new compositions, with new artists and with new ideas and actually, like in the case of Víkingur, he already has clearly an audience, not only in many other places in the world, but definitely in Toronto. Music lovers, piano lovers will come and will very much enjoy having him back at Roy Thomson Hall with the TSO.
Speaking of the future, the concert also features compositions from the TSO's Next Gen Composers Program. What is it like for you to showcase new Canadian works by emerging composers?
I'm proud. I'm curious. I also want the compositions of these talented young Canadian composers to be played in great evenings, not just in contemporary music festival, which takes place in an evening and you never know how many people are attending. Also, those who come to listen to Víkingur Ólafsson playing Brahms, they are going to have a chance to discover that there is great new music by young Canadian composers. And that's, I think, is very important part of our activities, but I'm also very happy to be part of the development of these young musicians. Also gives me personally a chance, gives us at the TSO a chance to discover new talents, and indeed in certain cases we have started with a short commission with a composer, or in this case what we call the next chain composers, and a few years later the relation continues. So very often we have commissioned more pieces in for the future. So I think that's very important for many different reasons, for us, for them, for the audience, for the orchestra, and it's an initiative which I feel proud about, and I think we should continue.
As we get to the end of the season, let's look ahead to 2025-26, which begins with a bang.
Yes, Carmina Burana. Do you imagine? I never conducted it before. Oh. Very much looking forward. I know it's a dear piece for many music lovers, but definitely in Toronto. I remember a few years ago when I came to Toronto, there was a concert with Carmina Burana, and I realized, it's like, in a way, it's like the Messiah. You realize that there are so many people here in Toronto who love attending a concert where Carmina Burana is on the program. I wanted to experience that myself. And alongside with a new composition by one of the greatest artists of, you know, of the present, but also the 20th century, like jazz musician and composer Wynton Marsalis. So very interesting evening and very powerful, and to have a new concerto for orchestra by Wynton Marsalis and an iconic piece loved by the audience with Carmina Burana. So very curious to start also this season with such a great night.
And the spotlight artists next season, Bruce Liu and Joshua Bell. How did you select them?
Well, we always look for contrast in generation, maybe even nationality, instrument or background. And Joshua Bell, I mean, we all know he doesn't need real introductions. He's a kind of living legend. But he has been around for so many years and doing so much. And he's bringing a concerto, which is also rather known, the Hartman, and also he's playing and leading, and he comes in two different weeks to the TSO. And then Bruce Liu, young artist who made his debut with the TSO together with me a few years ago. So there you go, more relationships being built up for the future. And he's an extraordinary pianist, musician. I also get along very well with him as a person. So we have done already together, not only in Toronto, but we have done Chopin when he came here for the first time, but we have done Saint-Saëns, the fifth piano concerto, and we will do Rachmaninoff, second piano concerto, and we go on tour. So the both of them will be very inspiring for the orchestra, which is something which I find very important, but also gives the audience an opportunity to really get to know them even better, because they are not coming only one project and they go, but a couple of projects, and they do chamber music with the musicians of the TSO, or we do a tour, and then also there will be another program in which Bruce Liu plays Mozart piano concerto with conductor Franz Welser-Möst. So it's contrasting and enriching, and it's, yeah, great, and great artists who are going to be very inspiring for us.
Tell us about the gala in September. Lang Lang is coming to play.
And I have never worked with Lang Lang. I've met him. We have briefly spoken in the past, but it's very exciting because this is definitely not the first time he comes to Toronto and to the TSO, but I think it has been already like long time since he was last time. So there was the opportunity was there, and it's an opportunity which we all embrace, the audience, the orchestra, and for me too, and working with a great, great pianist we saw, well known for the first time, an iconic concerto like The Emperor is also wonderful part of the opening season and the beginning of next season, which is going to be full of highlights.
I can't let you go without talking about what is sure to be one of the highlights for the entire orchestra, that tour to Spain and Europe next winter. And I was looking at the cities on the tour, and it's quite heartwarming because it looks like you are bringing the TSO in some capacity to various of your homes, to Spain, to Luxembourg, where you're just finishing up being
Correct.
Music director there, and to the Concertgebouw, where you were percussionist.
Yeah. It's true. I'm realizing, of course, Spain. I'm very curious to see my colleagues of the TSO there on stage in Madrid, two concerts. It's a wonderful hall, a wonderful venue and series of concerts organized by Ibermusica, and in an iconic, beautiful building like Palau de la Música in Barcelona. Zaragoza has an amazing hall, probably the best hall in Spain. But to be there with them, I will feel very, very happy and very, very proud, and I am very much looking forward to be in Spain with them and to perform with the TSO. They are thrilled. We have been preparing this, as you can imagine, for years, and to go to my home country, it's going to feel very special. And yes, coming back to Luxembourg, I'm finishing this year my 10th and last season as music director of the Luxembourg Philharmonic. So that means that my next time back to Luxembourg will be with the TSO. It will be also very interesting to conduct a different orchestra in the same hall after 10 years. And of course, Amsterdam, which is somehow also my home, is where I grew up musically. I have studied in Amsterdam. I had a job in Amsterdam. I've conducted so many times. There is a hall I know so well, and especially conducting and performing the music by Gustav Mahler, which is one of the most important composers in the history. But for the Concertgebouw, Mahler, the relationship Gustav Mahler and the Concertgebouw is a historic and meaningful one, and obviously going to wonderful places like Hamburg, Vienna, the Concert House, etc. Going on tour is very important, is very meaningful musically, what happens musically from day to day when you are interpreting same repertoire in different venues, multiple locations, what happens with the music and music making goes in directions which you cannot predict beforehand, but also as a family, emotionally, the fact that you are having these wonderful moments together on stage, and then you are going to share a drink or a dinner, you go out, you have a walk, you comment about the concert, the enthusiasm of making music together just gets prolonged, and the joy is extraordinary. And also the next day, going to an airport, having a coffee, still the mood, it's just amazing when you go on tour and you have a feeling of coming closer as an orchestra, but also as human beings, as families. So it's really something which we are very much looking forward to and very important for all orchestras, and therefore also for us, and being also the first long, and in this case even on intercontinental tour, is going to be very important for us, and we are all very much looking forward to it.
You've spoken quite a lot about building relationships, and you were talking about, you know, the orchestra building relationships with other artists, but you're coming to how many years now with the TSO?
Well, this is at the ending of 24-25, which means 5 seasons.
Yeah, so I'm wondering where you're at, how you're feeling in your relationship with the TSO, which has been growing and growing.
I would say in an equal way, it feels mature, confident and fresh. I think we have developed already together, personally and musically, some of the concerts this season have been extraordinary, and I have been so impressed with the performances of the musicians of the orchestra, of the TSO, but also it's not only coming together among us, but also realizing how we are blending with our audience. I also feel, especially this season, that we are building up a relationship of trust and joy with our audience. It's something which is especially this season, 24-25, I have the feeling of that I have experienced and witnessed. And at the same time, I'm so very much enjoying the music making and the building up together. It has been a beautiful journey, but it feels also so mature, like the understanding is now better than ever, and it's just faster and deeper to get done and to make music at the level we are doing together. I'm really very much enjoying it, so therefore I can't wait. I know we all need holidays and rest, that's also very important, but I must say that part of myself already looking forward to next season, and of course going on tour, etc., etc. We have great plans ahead, and we had a great season, but probably the best days of the TSO are even still to come.
Well, Gustavo Gimeno, toi 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 for the rest of the season, have a wonderful summer, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was TSO Music Director Gustavo Gimeno. You can catch him on the podium twice more this season in Mozart's Jupiter, June 4th through 8th, and in Gimeno Conducts the Best of Brahms, June 12th through 15th. For tickets and information, go to tso.ca. Let's take in some of Brahms' symphonic masterpiece from the playful side of his Symphony No. 4. Here's the Allegro Giocoso.